The 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog is underway at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The theme of this year's meeting is Vikasit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. The Prime Minister has extended greetings to Central Reserve Police Force personnel on the occasion of CRPF's Raising Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that CRPF's unwavering dedication and relentless service to the nation are truly commendable. He added that they have always stood for the highest standards of courage and commitment, and their role in keeping the nation safe is also paramount. Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to former President and renowned scientist Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Dr. Kalam's life was a unique combination of hard work, simplicity and sensitivity, which inspired and motivated the country, especially the youth. He added that Dr. Kalam encouraged everyone with his work, and he's popularly known as People's President. The Home Minister said his thoughts will continue to guide future generations. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, there has been an exchange of fire with an unidentified person on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara district today. According to defence sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while two army soldiers suffered injuries during the operation. Meanwhile, the operation was continuing till reports last came in. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris officially declared her candidacy for the U.S. presidential elections last night by signing the necessary forms. In a social media post, Ms. Harris emphasized that in November, her people-powered campaign will win. She further reiterated that she would work hard to earn every vote. The upcoming U.S. presidential election on November the 5th will see Ms. Harris as the Democrat nominee following U.S. President Joe Biden's endorsement. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with hosts Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the three-match series at Palikele this evening. This will be followed by a three-match ODI series in Colombo beginning from the 1st of August. After retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format and farewell from Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Surya Kumar Yadav and a new head coach in Gautam Gambhir, India are formally kick-starting their next era. Amid thunderclouds and heavy rains, the Paris Olympics 2024 got off to a stunning start last night. The focus will now shift to the sporting events today. As per the schedule, Indian rower Balraj Panwar will compete in the men's single sculls heat 1 at 12:30 p.m. IST. In shooting, Elavenil Valarivan and Sandeep Singh, as well as Ramita Jindal and Arjun Babuta, will compete in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team qualification at 12:30 p.m. This will be followed by the 10-meter air pistol men's qualification at around 2 p.m. in which Arjun Singh Chima and Sarabjot Singh will be in action. Manu Bhakar and Ridham Sangwan will also start their campaign today with a 10-meter air pistol women's qualification at 4 p.m. In tennis, the Indian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Sriram Balaji will take on the French pair of Fabien Fabul and Edouard Roger Vasselin in the men's doubles first round match at 3:30 p.m. In badminton, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will be up against Kevin Corden in the men's singles group stage match at 7:10 p.m. In the men's doubles category, India's top pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with Francis Lucas Corvi and Ronan Labar in their opening match at 8 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.